Welcome back to our second part of our Holiday Independent Show. Pharmacist Bent Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. The number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Unless you're taking notes when he talks as well. We'll be back with Pharmacist Bent and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie back with you, along with our dear friend, Pharmacist Bent Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. How long have you been consulting with Youngevity now?
Since the company began. The company began in 97, and I started in 98.
Wow, they have really grown, too, don't they?
And you know what? Multi-level network marketing companies come and go. Youngevity is stronger than ever because ultimately what Youngevity is providing is just the bare-bones basics that everybody needs in a high-quality, inexpensive, easy-to-utilize format. And by the way, if you want to start a business, if you want to be in business, Youngevity has a great business opportunity that we never talk about. But folks who want to start a home-based business, who want to work out of their house, it's a great way not only to make some money and not only to be your own boss, but to help change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is.
And let me let you in on a little secret. If you're going to get supplements from them, if you're a wholesaler, which is cheap, you get discounts on your own supplements.
Exactly. You get them at the wholesale price.
Right. You save a fortune that way.
Plus, you can write off your home office. You can write off
absolutely.
Your pens and your computer.
Your cell phone.
Right, exactly.
Like
it's a tax write-off.
Let's go to the phones. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Michelle's with us in San Clemente, California. That's the home of the former President Richard Nixon, west of the Rockies. Hello, Michelle. Take it away.
Good evening, George. Hi, Ben. I'm so blessed to be on the phone with you. We've been listening for years, and it's the first time I called in.
Well, we agree. What got you to call?
Well, Ben, I had an injury to a tooth in October 2019. I bit into an English muffin, and there was a rock in it.
Ouch.
And I want to know, it damaged the tooth nerve, like the anchor in the part of the gum in the jaw. I ended up root canaling the tooth. It wasn't cracked, but I have chronic nerve damage down there, and I have to wear an acrylic tray in my mouth to eat or talk. And I've been doing vitamin D, vitamin K, and good gum dentritis powder. I'm wondering if there's anything else nutritionally that I can do.
A lot you could do. You want to start building that connective tissue. Pretend you're like an arthritis.
Yeah, I want to heal the nerve damage.
Yeah, you got to feed the connective tissue. The connective tissue feeds the nerve. So you got to deal with the connective tissue which surrounds the nerve. The nerve is embedded in connective tissue. So you want to really strengthen that connective tissue. That's the most important thing. For the pain, there's a couple things you could do. CBD, I would recommend, is the Hemp FX from Youngevity. Also, interestingly, is if you apply topical clove oil that contains something called eugenol, which has a wonderful anesthetic effect for the teeth. So, and you can find that. Youngevity's got some great essential oils. Look for the clove oil. So build the connective tissue, glucogel, healthy bone and joint pack, ultimate EFAs, and also George's favorite, hyaluronic acid.
That's right, which you force me to say all the time.
But now you're used to it. It's been years.
Yeah.
And then also bone broth. So your strategy should be to build the connective tissue. For the pain, I would be doing the Hemp FX products as well as clove oil.
And they've got some great things, too, for people who have high glucose levels, don't they?
Blood sugar?
Sweeties?
Heck yes, the Sweeties. I don't have any blood sugar problems. I take the Sweeties 3 times a day. I take 2 capsules.
Do you really?
3 days. Just because taking care of your blood sugar, whether you have diabetes or not, is one of the most important longevity strategies you could ever employ.
Yep.
In fact, now the pharmacomedical representatives are suggesting metformin for longevity. Metformin is a drug that supports blood sugar, but it's a prescription drug. And as I said earlier, when you play around with prescription drugs, the body has to detoxify them. So using the Sweeties is like a natural metformin, a natural
nutritional. I love that word.
To improve longevity.
Maureen's with us in Burbank, California, first-time caller. Hello, Maureen. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm so glad I get to talk to both of you.
Sure.
First, I'm going to tell you what the problem is, and then I'm going to tell you what medicine they have given him for it.
Okay.
He was diagnosed with stasis dermatitis. Mm-hmm. His legs started swelling up. They turned red at one point. This was 2 years ago. Turned red, and they found out he had cellulitis. They put him in the hospital. That was taken care of. But then it just started to get worse. His legs kept swelling up. He was getting open sores on them, weeping. So they would put cream on his legs, wrap his legs. The wrapping caused the fluid to go up. His testicles became 19 inches. That lasted for 6 months. Now that's kind of gone back to normal.
Is this your husband?
His legs are
it's edema, right?
Every once in a while, they're peeling like crazy.
Yeah.
He's lost 45 pounds in 2 months.
Is this your husband, ma'am? Maureen, is this your husband?
This is my husband.
And how old is he?
And we read that weight loss could be due to the steroid creams they put on him. Now, the last steroid cream they used was fluorocinonide. He had also had a blood infection that they gave him doxycycline for 2 tablets a day for 30 days.
All right. Well, let's let Ben concentrate on some
How
of these
old is
things.
This gentleman?
This is severe edema, Ben, isn't it?
Severe. It's severe everything.
How old is your husband?
75 next month.
75 next month.
God bless him. He's got a lot of work to do. First thing, he's starving. He's malnourished. That's the most important
thing. What causes edema?
Heart not moving, not pumping correctly.
Oh, geez.
And so, no, there's. By the time you get into problems with the skin based on your circulation, you've got some serious degeneration that's going on. So, and unfortunately, the medicine is going to make things, the doxycycline in particular, isn't going to help and make things worse. But the gentleman is very malnourished, very, with a capital V. That's the most important thing right now, is get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine ASAP. In fact, one of the great gifts of the human body is the more deficient we are, the faster we absorb nutrients. So this gentleman sounds like he's majorly deficient. As soon as he gets on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you're going to see like almost like imagine a plant that hasn't been watered, and all of a sudden you water it. Now, he has to do many, many more things than that. But you got to start off small. I would get him on the Healthy Start Pack and start getting him that Beyond Tangy Tangerine small doses. You're going to see a huge difference. Now, there's many more things you have to do. But this poor gentleman is malnourished. He's 75 years old, and he can't handle the malnourishment. So you really, really, it's a must. You should do it as soon as possible tonight.
Ben, what causes easy bruising?
Easy bruising is a sign that the body's connective tissue is starting to break down. The blood isn't blood. The blood flows through vessels. The vessels are made up of connective tissue, collagen and such. As that collagen deteriorates, as that connective tissue deteriorates, the blood vessels become weakened and they burst, and you get blood flows. And that what we see as a bruise is really the blood that should be in the vessels that's now in the tissues. And so when you have easy bruising, you've got to start. It's a sign that your connective tissue is deteriorating. And you know, we've talked about this before. Remember we talked about the body's exhibit. You've seen the body's exhibit, right?
Yes.
Okay? The body's exhibit is what we are. And then we're candy-coated with a covering that makes us be able to tell George from Tom, from Ben, from anybody else. But underneath it all, we're a flesh robot. And this flesh robot, which you can see in the museum, in the bodies exhibit, you can tell it's a person because that's what we mostly are. That's about 80% or more of what we are. Well, that flesh robot is made up of a blend of connective tissue and muscle tissue. And as we get older, the classic sign of aging is that connective tissue starts to shrivel up. And this is what accounts for all of the yuckiness, all of the things we hate about aging, from the wrinkles to the osteoporosis to the arthritis to the prolapses and hernias to the easy bruising, everything to the heart disease and vascular disease. Everything we hate about aging is the deterioration of connective tissue. What you have to do if you want to stay younger longer from a nutritional perspective is build the connective tissue. How do you do it? With the glucogel, with the bone broth, with vitamin C, with essential fatty acids, building the connective with collagen peptides. By the way, and Jeffy's got a great collagen peptide product, and also protein. Building the connective tissue is the sine qua non, the very essence of anti-aging, and not just cosmetically, but in terms of longevity. In fact, the connective tissue feeds the cells. And when the connective tissue deteriorates, the cells don't get fed or detoxified or oxygenated. Building the connective tissue is the very essence of anti-aging.
We've got another text for you. Ben, Tom, what do you have?
Hey, this one from Terry in San Diego. I fell asleep in the sun and I'm red as a lobster.
Ouch.
What can I do to soothe the burn, and are there any dangers?
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Absolutely. Skin cancers are associated with burns, severe burns in particular.
Severe.
Yeah, a couple things you want to do. Get on the Ultimate EFAs as soon as possible. They're wonderfully anti-inflammatory. And here's a little trick for you. This is a little too late for the burn to help you with the burn, but when you're out in the sun, or if you're going to be out in the sun, make sure you're using your Vision FX. The nutrients in Vision FX not only protect your eyes from the sun, but they'll protect your skin from the sun as well. So for folks who are going on a cruise or playing a lot of tennis or laying out on the beach or even just taking walks, you need to have some sun, that's for sure. But you also want to make sure you're protected. And using the Vision FX contains wonderful protective nutrients. For this gal, using the Ultimate EFAs would be important. Vitamin E is also very important. I'd be using high doses. I absolutely love vitamin E. It's one of those nutrients you don't hear a lot about. But for healing, especially burns and cuts and traumas, vitamin E is absolutely phenomenal.
How phenomenal?
It's probably the most important skin wound healing supplement that you can take.
But you put it on your body or just ingest it?
No, ingesting it.
That's simple as that.
Simple as that.
Next up, let's go to Brenda in Indiana. Hello, Brenda. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. My pleasure.
Pharmacist Ben, I started taking a supplement last week called quercetin. It was supposed to help build up the immunity, but on the bottle it said that it could cause numbness and headaches. Well, in 3 days, my diabetic retinopathy, which I normally have totally under control, hit big time, and I am miserable right now.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know that I – you said quercetin, right? Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N?
Right, right.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, actually. So I can't speak to that. It's usually very, very benign.
That's a Doc Wallach call, Ben.
Quercetin?
Or a phone call to the folks, huh?
What's that?
She should call the toll-free number.
Yeah, I would call the toll-free number, and I wouldn't assume that. But as far as diabetic, do you say retinopathy or neuropathy?
I have neuropathy.
Yeah, the diabetic neuropathy.
I've controlled it for the last few years with vitamin B6.
Well, you probably need to do a little bit more than vitamin B6. Are you on the sweeties or any of the blood sugar
yeah.
pack stuff?
What's my what?
There's a pack that Longevity sells called the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, and that's something.
Okay, no, I'm not on any of your products yet.
I would definitely start working with new supplements for your blood sugar. It sounds like a blood sugar issue more than a quercetin issue. I hadn't heard that. I'm not saying that.
Something new every night, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, what you should do, Brenda, call this number 1-855-949-7234. Write that down. 1-855-949-7234. And there are people there who know what they're talking about. It's a great staff behind you guys.
Oh, it's amazing. And props to Dr. Drew Peterson, by the way. I know he's listening. He does an amazing job over there.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Joseph, take it away.
Yeah, hi, Ben. I'm listening to on a podcast called, The Sergeant Reports a Propaganda Anecdote with Richard Fleming, a nuclear cardiologist. He's working with vaccine-injured people, but he said that the virus itself has only about thousands of spike proteins that had to hook up with the ACE2 receptors. Well, for example, the Pfizer vaccine has 13 billion
Isn't that crazy?
Spike proteins, and Johnson & Johnson, 50 billion.
Joseph is crazy. He's right.
So it's pretty dangerous. And he also said that you don't need antibodies. He said there's 10 different treatments, and you don't even want antibodies because they make the blood too thick or viscous. But my question is, like, detox possibilities along the lines of, wild oil of oregano.
Mm-hmm.
Doc Wallach said garlic, onions, lemons.
Mm-hmm.
I heard rock rose, which apparently is from the Mediterranean, some sort of herb from Lebanon, Mediterranean rock rose.
There's so many ways. There's so many medicinal and anti-inflammatory and immune-boosting substances in plants. These substances that are found in plants are generically referred to as adaptogens. And this is the divine force. You know, when we talk about nutrients, we're really talking about the divine force, as opposed to the synthetics, the pharmaceuticals, which are the opposite of the divine force. The divine force has given plants, which we interact with through foods and through spices and through herbs, botanical medicine, has given plants the most amazing substances that help our cells adapt. They help our cells handle the vicissitudes, the ups and downs, the breakdowns that are inevitable part of being alive. And plants are loaded with these substances. In fact, it's not just plants, George. Did you read about the Gila lizard or the Gila monster that now has weight loss? There's a weight loss substance in its venom. Did you read about that?
I wouldn't touch anything with a Gila monster in it.
It turns out that Gila monsters and lizards and bacteria and fungi produce the most amazing medicines for us. So yes, indeed, 100%. There's wonderful, wonderful adaptogenic herbs. It's not just the ones you've listed. It's almost all herbs have some kind of adaptogenic benefits to them. And of course, building the immune system using zinc and vitamin C and all the nutrients is also important.
We're going to take your calls next half hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. The criticalhealthnews.com website's the one to go to. I want to set a record. I know it's a holiday, but let's give it a try. criticalhealthnews.com. Just go to it and definitely download the free apps. We got a couple minutes left here, Ben. Let's go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Welcome to the show. Hi, Blair. Go ahead.
Hey, Blair.
Thank you, George. Hey, pharmacist Ben, I'd like to share a naturopathic and spirit solution to the adverse effects of the vaccine.
Yeah.
For example, a dampening of our pituitary gland functioning. One of the things you do is after the vaccine is taken in, you drink a lot of water, plenty of water, making certain that you urinate on a regular basis for the first few days. You can rid yourselves of a grand portion of that.
Great advice.
And also the spiritual side. If by faith you understand you're a creative spirit temporarily residing in a body,
absolutely,
you can have the power to say before the needle's in your arm, you ask for it to come in gently.
Absolutely.
In such a way that is not going to affect you, and anything that is there to affect you in an adverse way will be dissolved in the light.
I'm with you, Blair. 100% with you. We need to start recognizing that there is an invisible, immaterial, non-material power that we can tap into. We're focused on the material so much, but there's a non-material, intangible power that runs the universe, that keeps the stars in place and the sun, the Earth orbiting around the sun just so. Everything is happening just so. And we need to understand that just because we can't see it or measure it doesn't mean we can't access it. Thank you, Blair, for pointing that out.
You know, Donald Rumsfeld died last week, the former defense secretary. But when he was at G.D. Searle, the pharmaceutical company, he brought us aspartame.
Right. Yeah, wonderful.
You would not recommend people ingest that stuff, would you?
Oh, my God. Well, Searle is a drug. When you have a drug company making a sweetener, you can tell you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, or they refined a sweetener that they bought from somebody, I think.
Yeah, but Searle was known for making calcium channel blockers.
We're going to be back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that's the website to go to. Pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach join us every other week, every other three weeks. There's 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off for each of them. And the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-888-55. I keep saying 888. 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with final calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, Whitley Strieber joins us, noted author and expert on UFOs, as we talk about UFO disclosure. He's right around the corner. We are back with the man, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Final phone calls for Ben. Ben, what's your future like in the next couple of weeks?
Going to be traveling again, doing some talks. I took a year and a half off. I'll be on the plane again doing some talks.
It's time, isn't it?
Yep. I'm really excited. I'm like you. You know, it's great to be talking to people on the phone for sure and the radio, but nothing like when you really meet people.
No, there's nothing like it. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Susan in Roseville, California on the wild card line. Hello, Susan.
Hi. Nice to speak with you both.
Hey, Susan.
My mom has had a hard year. She got diagnosed with kidney stones, and then she got a gallbladder stone, and she had her gallbladder taken out, and she ended up with another arrhythmia. She had AFib.
Okay.
And now we just heard on her computer when they give back the health results that she has supraventricular
tachycardia.
Tachycardia. And so she's getting a little bit of swelling in her ankles.
How old?
Is there anything she can do? She was really healthy up until about a year ago. She got COVID in March, and then everything just hit her all at once. She was doing really well. She's still strong. She's still doing really well with everything that's going on.
How old is she?
She's 83.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So what's happening is her blood is getting thick. I don't know if you've heard me talk about this thing called dirty blood. I call it dirty blood.
Yes.
But it's when the blood becomes thick from toxins. Whenever you have stone formation, gallstones, kidney stones, tear duct stones, you're looking at particles that are precipitating out of the bloodstream.
Clean that blood out.
Yeah, you got to clean the blood. Now, the main way that the blood becomes toxic is through foods, and it's always all roads lead to the intestines. So you got to work on intestinal health. I'd be using the Nightly Essence probiotics, the Ultimate Enzymes. In fact, enzymes in general can be very helpful for this kind of sticky blood condition, because enzymes, just like they help you digest your food, digest particles in the blood. So using your Ultimate Enzyme, or having her use the Ultimate Enzymes on an empty stomach, in addition to taking them regularly, that can be very important. And then also, in addition to keeping the blood from getting sticky and cloggy, you can also dilute the blood by making sure she's drinking lots of water, and also using Beyond Tang and Tangerine with the water. And last but certainly not least, the Ultimate EFAs have a wonderful fluidizing effect on the blood, helping keep everything, helping keep the circulatory system moving as it should. And if she can get chelation therapy, you know, I'm a big believer in chelation therapy, that's something that you can do. You can also use chelating nutrients, like the Ultimate Selenium is a great chelating nutrient for keeping the blood clean.
Good advice, Ben. Ben Fuchs, phone number 1-855-949-7234. Or 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go back to Archie in Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hello, Arch. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, George.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah. I got a list of things wrong with me, George, and Tommy told me just pick one. So,
okay.
My main concern is my liver cancer.
Liver
cancer. I've had it 4 times now, and it was caused from hepatitis C, which caused cirrhosis, which caused the liver cancer.
Mm.
And I've been treatment 4 times for it over the last 3 years. I've changed my diet. I'm doing probiotics.
Are you in a low sugar, low diabetic type diet?
No, I don't have diabetes.
Well, you do, but, you know, just because it's not diagnosed, you have a blood sugar problem. Diabetes is just a word. In fact, diagnoses really are just nomenclature. And just because you're not a diabetic or you haven't told you're diabetic doesn't mean you don't have the processes underneath that are the equivalent of diabetes, for example. Now, diabetes is an arbitrary number. If your blood sugar is at 120, you're a diabetic. If it's 119.99999, you're not. So it's just an arbitrary thing. But the liver is the major sugar processing organ, and it's a classic sign of what's called dysglycemia or messed up blood sugar when you have a liver problem. So always, always backtrack if you have any kind of liver issue. And liver, by the way, fatty liver disease affects 1 out of 3 Americans. It's like an epidemic. Blood sugar. Work on the blood sugar. Use the sweeties. Drinking water after you eat sweets or bread or pasta or diabetic unfriendly foods, drinking water can help. Taking a walk after you eat those kinds of foods can help lower the blood sugar. First thing in the morning, drinking water especially. And, of course, nutritional supplements like the Sweeties, Ultimate Selenium, and Ultimate Niacin. Niacin is one of the all-time great anti-diabetic nutrients that everybody who has messed up blood sugar, whether they're diabetic or not, should be using that ultimate.
Ben, what do you think of milk thistle for his liver?
You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's not going to change his life or anything, but it's not bad. It's like we were talking earlier how these plants have these wonderful adaptogenic substances. Milk thistle has a compound in it called silymarin, and the silymarin is specific for the liver. It's one of those adaptogenic substances that we talked about earlier.
Let's go back to Archie to see if he has a follow-up call. Arch, go ahead.
Yeah, have you heard of Liveright, pharmacist?
Is it a formula, a brand?
It's the Liveright's the brand name of it. It's got amino acids. It was created for detoxification of the liver, and they recommend it for hepatitis C.
I don't know that particular brand, but it probably has milk thistle in it, I would guess.
Yeah, it's a standalone product, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to the specific brand, but I think it might have milk thistle in it. But keeping the liver is your detoxifying organ, and it bears the brunt of our toxic lifestyle, everything from chlorine and fluoride in the water to prescription drugs that we take to food additives. Ultra-processed foods now make up about 50% of the standard American diet. They're not processed, George. They're ultra-processed. It's a whole other level of processing they had to create.
Next up, let's go to Robert in the city of New York, east of the Rockies. Hello, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Good evening, guys. I just want to say thank you for being such a great host, George.
Well, thank you,
and
Robert.
And also, Ben Fuchs is beyond words amazing. He's literally like a doctor. Although he says he's a pharmacist, he's so, so knowledgeable. Now, I have a two-part question. It was almost like the first lady that called just now regarding I've been sick for about a month with inflammation, like in my gut, and I'm believing it may be gallstones. I'm not 100% sure. Mm. But what I do is I drink like a lot of lemon water and water to flush myself out. It usually gets irritated and I get bloat in my stomach right after I eat. Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing is like taking hot teas and not having any sugar in it and taking lemon water. I want to know if you know of anything. And right now I don't have health insurance. So I was wondering if you can prescribe something that's, I guess, naturopath, holistic.
Okay. Give him some health there, Ben.
Yeah, I can't prescribe anything. I'm going to give you some ideas. First of all, you want to do what's called a food diary. You want to know exactly what the foods are that are triggering this kind of reaction in the body, and then eliminating the foods, and that can go a long way towards taking care of you right away, eliminating the problem foods. But you can't use your memory; you have to write things down, and this is called doing a food diary. It's job number one anytime you have any digestive issues. Number two, it's very common for us to not, believe it or not, this is kind of interesting. It's very common for us to not make enough stomach acid as we get older. Everybody's on antacids. They're the number one best-selling class of drugs are antacids. You think everybody's making too much acid when the exact opposite is the case. Many of us are not making enough stomach acid. And this can definitely cause problems with bloating and discomfort, and it can also cause problems with the gallbladder. So what you want to do is you want to start acidifying your meals with something like apple cider vinegar with your meals, which I absolutely love, or you can actually even get something called hydrochloric acid drops from the doctor. Prescription for hydrochloric acid drops. The pharmacist will make it for you, and you put a couple drops in water, and you drink it. While you're doing your apple cider vinegar, in addition to your apple cider vinegar and or your hydrochloric acid drops, get yourself on a good digestive enzyme supplement like the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. That can be a lifesaver for the kind of health challenges that you're describing. And then, as you mentioned, the probiotics, I'd be using the nightly essence probiotic supplement. In addition to the apple cider vinegar or the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes, that can go a long way towards helping you feel better. And don't forget that food diary.
Next up, Judy's with us out there in the Ozarks in Missouri. Hello, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having this show. I appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
I have a situation with my daughter, and I've asked for prayers, and so far she's still alive. She had surgery last October, and they found 3-4 different kinds of cancers. Two are very aggressive, but more importantly, or as important, she had the gadolinium dye for her CAT scan years ago, and we found out that she still had gadolinium in her body just lately, before her surgery. And as a result of that, she got gadolinium poisoning, but there's a name for it where your body turns like to stone.
Jeez.
And I was wondering, is there anything we can do for her for that gadolinium poisoning?
Yeah.
Sounds biblical, Ben, doesn't it?
You know, it's interesting because that's one of the ways that we meet our demise, is we literally turn to stone. Usually it's calcium. Gadolinium is very interesting. How did she get exposed to gadolinium?
We've got it for her CAT scan. And it just never dissipated. Her kidney.
The MRI?
Wow.
Yeah. They're using MRIs. A couple things. First of all, what you're looking to do is chelate, which we talked about earlier, and there's lots of ways to do it. She should be doing high doses of vitamin C. I'd be taking the Beyond Tangy Tangerine religiously. The vitamin C in there is a wonderful chelating agent. By chelation, by the way, I said it a couple times today, that's like a magnetic attraction that certain compounds have for metals and for things like calcium as well. You can magnetically pull these things out of the body via this process of chelation. That's chelation. Vitamin C is a great chelating agent. So is selenium. The ultimate selenium would be very helpful. Bentonite clay. I don't know if you ever used bentonite clay, or also zeolite. These are great chelating agents. And we should just be doing these regularly, just to get rid of the lousy stuff that's in our blood.
It's just common sense, isn't it, Ben?
Yes. Vitamin C, selenium, MSM, sulfur. These are great chelating agents. Also, have you heard about NAC, George? All the stuff about NAC? Did you talk about
that? I have not. What's it stand for?
Let me tell you, NAC is one of the all-time great supplements, right? There's a couple of longevity prizes off the top of my head. I don't remember which one had NAC in it. But now Amazon won't let you have it because the FDA has decided that this amazing nutritional supplement, which is nothing more than a tweaked amino acid, it's just phenomenally important for the immune system and for the liver. It's actually used as medicine in emergency rooms and hospitals. The FDA has decided that because there's a drug that is NAC, because it's good for your lungs, that they're looking at to see if whether we should be allowed to have NAC. A silly little American citizens should be allowed to have NAC. And Amazon has removed it off their list. I don't think that they'll get away with it, but you never know. In any case, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, is also a wonderful chelating agent for that gadolinium.
Absolutely. Now, we got a text and tweet. Final one from you, Tommy. What do you have?
Hey, this one from Sherry in Alaska. Please ask the pharmacist what I can do for dry mouth. I get it when I sleep.
She's a mouth breather. That's a big problem, people breathing through the mouth.
Apnea, right?
Yeah, it could be the result of sleep apnea. If we don't get enough oxygen in through our nose, our mouth will automatically open up so we can get oxygenated. Sounds like she may have some issues with sleep apnea. If that's the case, and for anybody out there who has sleep apnea issues, you want to think about inflammatory conditions inside the nasal passages, and usually that has something to do with diabetes or obesity. And again, the sweeties and the healthy blood sugar pack and losing weight, ketogenic diet. One of the great ways to lose weight, by the way, George, is to make sure you're getting enough protein.
Yep. Absolutely. Ben, we have time for one more quick call. Let's go next to Jay in Houston. Jay, let's do it real quick. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, George. How you doing? This is a first time, long time listening, first time caller.
Thank you, Jay. We only got about a minute for you, sir, so go for it.
Yes, sir. Ben, I had extremely droopy eyes. I did eye surgery about a year and a half ago. They left my eye. They said it's gonna. My eye got swallowed. They said it's gonna take 2 weeks. 2 weeks became 8 months.
Oh my God.
My eye didn't heal. It just stayed swallowed.
45 seconds left to Ben.
Ultimate EFAs. Yeah. Get on the Healthy Star Pack, but especially the Ultimate EFAs. Any kind of inflammatory issues. Slow healing, arthritis.
What about that gluten and that thing?
Well, that doesn't, you want to definitely keep the diet clean. But for quick emergency anti-inflammatory effects, ultimate EFAs anytime you have inflammation.
And Jay called this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-7234. Folks, if you missed the number, just go to the website. It's right on the front. criticalhealthnews.com. It is simple as that. Ben, keep in touch with us. We'll talk to you in about 6 weeks, all
great
right?
To talk to you. Have a beautiful 6 weeks. We'll talk again soon.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, in about 3 weeks, Doc Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, Whitley Strieber joins us. We're going to talk about UFO disclosure. We'll get his report and reaction to that. Whitley Strieber's website is unknowncountry.com. Linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. We shall be back in a moment. On Coast to Coast AM with Whitley Strieber. Don't go away.